more noise about toys.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The toy company Mattel may have another recall from China. Various sources are reporting that Mattel will make an announcement today, but we don't have a lot of details. Apparently, this involves a different supplier than the first recall of a million-plus preschool toys. No word yet from Mattel, but a second recall doesn't bode well with the holiday shopping season right around the corner. Yesterday was a much calmer day for Wall Street. In the end, the numbers barely moved. The Dow fell 3 points to 13,236. The Nasdaq lost 2 to 2542. The S&P 500 dipped less than a point to close at 1452. Bigger losses in Asia today, almost 1%. In Europe, stocks are down a bit in early trading. There's plenty of blame to go around for the recent market volatility. Some of the blame is being cast at the feet of former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. Is that fair? More now from John Dimsdale in Washington.
Even in retirement, Alan Greenspan moves markets. On the lecture circuit last fall, he said the worst of the housing slump was behind us and investors kept buying. In February, he raised the specter of recession and the stock market hit a speed bump. Today, some pundits say Greenspan's low interest rate policies earlier this decade created a housing bubble. But Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at LaSalle Bank, says those low interest rates were designed to keep the struggling economy going.
So it's hard to look back with perfect hindsight and regauge your decision. It seemed like the right decision at the time.
2 years ago, the man who coined the phrase irrational exuberance did warn borrowers.
History cautions that extended periods of low concern about credit risk have invariably been followed by reversal, with an attendant fall in the prices of risky assets.
Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan speaking in September 2005. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
It appears the stock market ups and downs aren't stopping the Nasdaq from opening a new trading platform. The Washington Post reports that something called the Portal Market will launch tomorrow. It's for the super rich. You need at least $100 million in assets to get in, and it's exclusively for private companies. About 500 companies will list on the first day. NASDAQ predicts that in a few years, the value of private offerings will exceed public ones. It's certainly not news that child care is expensive. If you have to pay for it, it's okay to nod your head in complete agreement right now. But a survey out today gives us an idea of just how much of an impact child care costs can have on families. More now from Lisa Napoli.
The nonprofit group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids commissioned the poll, and President David Cass says they posed the question.
Have you had to delay having a child or having a subsequent child due to the high cost of child care? And one out of four women, age 25 to 34, said yes.
Cass says in the more expensive states, private preschool can cost over $10,000 a year. That's more than the average cost of a year's tuition at a public university in the United States, which is why Cass's group wants to see the government revive more than $1.5 billion cut from national programs over the past 5 years.
We're saying at least let's go back to the 2002 levels. Let's at least put money back into child care and to Head Start so that families get the support they need.
A third of the poorest women polled said they already had or expected to put off other household purchases in order to pay for child care. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Britain is experiencing a drought in tourism, specifically a significant drop in American and Canadian travelers this year. We're joined now by our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's behind this?
Well, tourism chiefs here reckon that the weak dollar and strong pound is probably the main factor. The dollar broke through the $2 to £1 level in April at the beginning of this period that's being measured. So American visitors, having survived the shock of this atrocious exchange rate, then have to cope with very high prices for everything. It's a very expensive city, so it's a double whammy.
Right. So besides the weak dollar, you also have to spend ridiculous amounts of money on hotels, on food, on everything else.
Absolutely.
Now, Stephen, what about Heathrow Airport? We've been hearing a lot about the Heathrow hassle.
The Heathrow hassle, yes. I mean, there's no doubt that this is a very important factor, too, in deterring a lot of American visitors. I remember last year, which is a very bad year for Heathrow, there was a string of problems from security scares and strikes, problems with baggage and so on. And American visitors at Heathrow seem to be the most upset by the chaos and the disarray at what is actually the world's busiest international airport. There was indeed a recent poll indicating that of the world's five busiest airports, Heathrow ranked last on time performance.
But let's talk about what Britain might be doing about this. I mean, if they are seeing a dramatic fall in tourism, are they worried about it?
They are. I mean, the strong currency undoubtedly is a problem for Britain at the moment. However, countries like Switzerland, which have an extremely strong currency for decades, still manage to attract large numbers of visitors. You do it with efficiency. You do it by giving the tourists what they want. And I suppose, you know, you do it initially by making sure that your airports don't put off the visitors as soon as they arrive.
All right, Stephen Beard, our correspondent in London, thanks.
Okay, Scott.
If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, you can always log on to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.